There are two versions of this story. You may have heard or read that heroin use has spiked, especially in young adults. That's true over the past decade, but there are also signs that the crisis might be tapering off, except for that specific age group. These are people in their 20s, who sadly came of age during a time when prescription painkillers, known generally as opiates, were easy to get. Caleb Banta Green, a drug abuse researcher at the University of Washington, says 5 years ago, teenagers were raiding medicine cabinets and buying pills. They were already addicted when the government made the pills harder to get.
Prescription opiates went from nowhere 10 years ago to pretty much everywhere in the state. And then when that supply went away, all these people were still addicted. There was still demand for opiates all across the state. And heroin became available.
And heroin is the cheapest version of this class of drugs, the opiates. It's injected by needle and one of the most dangerous of illegal drugs. The number of people in their 20s who are asking for heroin treatment has doubled in the last few years. And the state crime lab shows a rapid rise in heroin busts up through 2011. The glimmer of good news, heroin busts went down last year. And last year's survey of high school students shows a declining interest in prescription painkillers. That could mean the biggest heroin crisis will remain with that group of young adults who are already hooked. Opiates cause a physical dependence that lasts a lifetime. However, there are safe medications that can help an addict lead a normal life. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.